doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thanks for asking. So how's the show going so far?
Excellent, excellent sessions this morning, and looking forward to the afternoon sessions and the rest of the conference.
Right on. Any takeaways that you want to take back to your credit union just to kind of kick things off?
I really enjoyed the session on the generational differences, and it was really from the employee perspective that there's a lot that the younger generation can learn from the more experienced generation, but then also the responsiveness that I think it's good that the younger generation brings some of that more urgency to change and look at what's going on, because it is kind of a meeting in the middle that we both have something good to bring to the table.
No doubt. I like that meeting in the middle, because there's things that we can learn from each other, most definitely. So let's talk about you were the first to launch a prize-linked savings program in Delaware? Well, tell us about that.
The governor signed the bill that made it possible to pave the way to offer a prize-linked savings program at a Del 1 branch, which was really cool. And that happened back in May. So we were working with Wincentive to launch our program August 1st. And the purpose, of course, is to keep the winnings at home with Delawareans that are members of Del 1 and encourage them to save money. I mean, we were chartered to promote thrift among our members, that's what we want to do.
Right on. Very cool. And you had the governor doing some cool stuff for you guys. That's newsworthy stuff right there.
Well, it's funny because when I started at Del 1 in 2011, there was a lady from Stand By Me program. They do a lot of community outreach for financial counseling and coaching. And we had a conversation about this. Wouldn't it be cool to do what we were seeing in other parts of the country? But it just wasn't possible legislatively. Mm-hmm. And so when we caught wind that it was going on in this legislative session, we started working, and it came to fruition. And we said, we want to jump on this and do it.
No doubt. So what have been, you say you launched it in May, and we're, you know, just a couple of months in. So how's it going so far?
Well, legislation was signed in May.
Okay.
And we officially launched it in August.
Right now we're putting
together the marketing and just the behind-the-scenes infrastructure to go forward with the members. But it's out in the papers, and just we're telling our members about it, and we're ready to go. So we're just super excited. Some of the other programs across the country, they've been effective. Some of them have been statewide collaborative efforts, and some of them have been multiple states working together. Del 1, smaller state, and we have 55,000 members, so we're going to try it just in-house with our members, and think we can make a lot of folks happy and teach them good habits along the way.
Gee, that's what it's all about. And to do that and have a credit union do that, being that like financial resource, you know, gosh, that's such huge value, I would think.
Absolutely. And we just launched a 100% mortgage financing program. It's not just for first-time home buyers. It's for any home buyer. And we hope that a byproduct of this program, though, is we can teach members to save so they don't have to do 100%. But if they need to do that, we have that as well. But we're just trying to do some things to help members promote that thrift and help them accumulate assets for retirement or purchasing a home or car, and do so without using so much debt.
Yeah, no doubt. And now the economy is in an okay shape, right? I mean, now's the time to save. I mean, my gosh, we should be doing that. I mean, we should be doing it anyway.
That's right.
When things are good, that's the time to really ramp up that savings. And your credit union can be right there in their wheelhouse to do that.
Right. And the way we're going to structure it is we're going to do monthly prizes, some smaller prizes. Quarterly, we'll do a little bit larger prize for a few smaller population. And then annually, we'll do some bigger prizes. But we want to keep it to where we're having more winners. The studies have shown that there's more responsiveness to it when you have a lot of disappointed people. If you have a few prizes, you want to see more people sharing in that wealth and getting excited about it. And just seeing, you know, to me, the real benefit of it, though, is somebody looks a year from now and they put away $1,000. And that way, if their air conditioner goes out or if their car needs tires or something like that, they've got the money saved.
Yeah, I read somewhere, I think it might have been on Gene Chatsky's site, actually, it said, what you need today is to have at least $2,000 saved up in case something like what you just said, the refrigerator breaks down, the air conditioner goes out, the car loses a wheel or something like that. You know, that's what we need right today. And a lot of people don't have that.
That's right. And Dave Ramsey, I think he's always said that first $1,000. But whatever it is, it's something you don't have to borrow. Even if it's that first $250, it's something you don't have to borrow if an emergency happens. Last summer, my daughter broke her arm and had to have surgery, and just, you know, co-pays and all that later, you've spent several $1,000s. That was something that was completely unplanned. And that's where the benefit of a flexible spending account for medical expenses and things like that. You don't think about those things, but life happens.
That's right.
And we just want to teach our members, we're your financial partner for life. And one of the other things we do is teach you how to save money.
That's a good thing. And having your credit union in the corner
is
a good thing as well. All right. So anything else you want to add here? What are some of the other goals at your credit union for the 2017? Obviously, let's help people save. Anything else on the docket for 2017 for you guys?
Well, again, we have expanded our mortgage programs, 100% financing, as well as a jumbo mortgage program in Delaware, especially in the coastal parts of the state, that in Sussex County, that there are some areas that need to do some higher dollar amounts to reach that market of members to help them out. So we've tried to expand our mortgage programs, and we do a lot of indirect auto loans, but we're also trying to do more in the direct channel as well, because the problem with the indirect is the onboarding process. You don't necessarily get that touch to get that relationship and build it with them. And member advocacy is huge with us, and we'd like to do more direct lending to where we get to completely onboard them and have that conversation and get to know what their goals are and show them how their credit union's there to help them achieve it.
Yeah, strengthen that bond for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Dion, man, you guys are always doing some really cool stuff at your credit. That's why I love having you on the show here.
Thank you.
And I think this is kind of infectious in a good way, because it kind of spreads the word around, like, hey, you know what, let's help our members save too, you know, because
right.
it's a big thing right now in our economy to get people to save. So thank you so much. I appreciate
thank
the
you.
Time, man.
Thank you.
Well done,
appreciate
sir.
It.
And I love the shoes. Good job.